From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sydney Steele. Columbia City Council has approved $2.25 million for about 9 acres of land to house a municipal service center. The center will feature a new fire station, water tower, and potentially a recycling center. Columbia Fire Chief Randy White says the new fire station is much needed in the area.
In that location, we've got pretty good access in all directions, and so it'll give us really good coverage in the southwest, which is an area that we've identified as an area of concern for quite a while. So that particular place is well suited for us to put a new station.
White says the station could be up and running within 60 to 90 days after closing on the property, which is located at the southwest corner of Scott Boulevard and Route KK. Columbia's police interim chief says he is making changes to the department in an effort to build trust within the department and the community. Jones says the department had issues with trust internally, and it is translated to the way they interact with the public. One change he has made to help solve the issue is hosting public police policy meetings for input.
We go through a process in which we meet with interested parties, gain feedback. We've had two of those meetings so far. And in both meetings, we have made changes to our policy based on community feedback.
Other changes include speeding up the process for internal affairs investigations and a new database to track use of force, complaints, and pursuits. Jones says he is also seeking help from the public to form a working group to address disparities found in the vehicle stop report issued by the Missouri Attorney General's office. Shows about Missouri like Ozark and Sharp Objects are filmed in other states, and a House committee is considering a bill that would bring these film crews to Missouri. The bill, known as the Show Missouri Film and Digital Media Act, proposes to offer tax credits to film productions in the state as a way of increasing economic development. Representative Catherine Swan from Cape Girardeau proposed the bill that is similar to one that expired in 2013.
Gone Girl was written and to be set in Cape Girardeau, and it was filmed there because we had the tax credit program.
Swan says Cape Girardeau experienced economic benefits from tourism and production costs during the filming of Gone Girl. A member of Missouri's Senate Conservative Caucus is breaking from Republican Governor Mike Parson and pitching a new plan to pay for road and bridge maintenance. Senator Bill Eigel says his proposed bill would avoid the $100 million in possible interest that the state would have to pay under Parson's $350 million bonding plan. The Walden Spring Republican instead wants the state to stop spending dedicated road funds on the highway patrol and administrative costs. He says that would free up as much as $300 million each year for infrastructure. Shifting the fund source would mean the state would need to pay for those expenses using general revenue. Eigel's proposal would also earmark half of leftover funds at the end of the year for road and bridge projects. Sydney Steele, KBIA News, Columbia.